Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
So Abby asked me a question first thing this morning, which up until a couple of days ago was a very easy question to answer. And that is, what are you doing this weekend? And when I had my 16-year-old Hollis with me on those weekends, it was no problem. I knew exactly what I was going to be doing because he's with me. I knew his schedule. I knew where we were going to be going. I would plan things. Well, he just got his driver's license on Tuesday. This is my first weekend with him while he has his driver's license. I don't even know if I'm going to see him. I have no idea what he's up to. So it used to be like Friday to Sunday. Mm-hmm. Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. And I know he's got a football game tonight that he's driving himself to.
No.
Oh.
Driving himself after. And then Saturday's hanging out with some friends that he's going to go meet in his car and then drive home. And then Sunday, I don't, maybe that's my day with him. So I don't know anymore.
Well, it's impossible.
I mean, you're still the parent. You can dictate a little bit, right? Like, hey, if you're going to go hang out because of, you know, your custody arrangement, hey, you can go to the football game Friday. You can hang out with your friends Saturday, but Sunday is designated dad time.
Yeah, and he would understand that.
100.
He's not a jerk like that yet.
Yeah. I've hung out with him. He's a good kid.
He's a very good
kid. And you guys have a really good relationship, and it seems like he genuinely enjoys hanging out with his dad.
Or he just, I mean, is a fantastic actor, which I would respect. Also, but yeah, he does get that. And but you know, when you have that new freedom, and he and I have been talking about this for a year, and I built it up also because I will never forget my first drive alone in my own car. I just felt like I was living in San Diego. I felt like I could drive to Hawaii. Now that's hard to do.
Yeah,
there's some water there. But I remember that intoxicating feeling of just feeling so alive. So I've been preaching that to him now for over a year and a half, and now he's got his license and he's taking advantage of that conversation. I think he's feeling it. Do you remember the first time you drove by yourself?
I have no recollection.
Really?
No. I mean, I got my, because my, I wasn't the best driver as far as learning goes.
Didn't your dad like put it off until you're like 26? You couldn't
17. I waited. I really wanted to get it before my 17th birthday to say I got it when I was 16, but that didn't happen. So I was 17 when I got my driver's license.
Can I pause you there for just 1 second? Because there's got to be some stories here. Because your dad was driving with you in the car and made the decision that you weren't ready.
Correct.
So what did you hit? What did you do? What
I never hit anything. The one specific incident, we were driving and I needed to switch lanes. And I was in the middle lane and I needed to get to the right lane so we could take a right to get back to the house. So I did, but I didn't look to see if there was anybody next to me. And I almost hit somebody and he yelled and it freaked me out. And I just stayed in that lane and we just drove forever. And I can never get over to take a right to get home. So we just kept driving until eventually we turned around and came back and was able to get home.
Started in Lexington, ended up in West Virginia before he could turn around.
He was somewhere. And we got home and we parked and we walked into the house and he didn't say anything and I didn't say anything. And mom was like, how did it go? And needless to say, it just took a while for them to trust me to get my license.
There had to be more than that, just one infraction.
I may have been backing out of the driveway with a friend of the family was in the car with me. And it was like a steep driveway, right? So we're rolling down the driveway and we get to the bottom and it's not rolling anymore, right? I'm in reverse, but it's not going anymore. And I look at Grant and I go, why isn't that? I don't know what to do. Why are we not moving anymore? And he's like,
that's when you get out the car.
He's like, because you have to press the gas.
But those are all like rookie mistakes.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I guess they just felt something in their gut that was. And then after I got my license, I hit like four things. So they were right. But whatever.
Okay. All right. There we have it.
But the cop hit me. I did not hit the cop.
The cop.
The FYI. Yes.
Whoa. Cop hit you.
The cop hit me.
Oh, do tell.
Okay. So
I didn't know we had so many stories,
oh,
but
man.
Let's go.
I hit a lot of things. So I was hungry. I went to Fazoli's because it's, you know, it's not fast food. It's real food fast.
Love their breadsticks.
Yeah, right. And so I'm pulling out of the Fazoli's parking lot. So there's like, it's weird because there's the Fazoli's parking lot's here and there's another road that's literally right here next to it. And that's where the cop was coming out. And he and I are turning on the same street basically at the same time. And I turn out and then he turns out and he hit me. I may have pulled out into his lane a little bit, right? So we had to wait for the cops to come, for the cop. But
wow,
they didn't find that I was not found at fault.
Okay,
yeah, because apparently he had hit a couple. That wasn't his first accident.
Okay, oh, is that right?
Yes,
the one driver in Lexington that was worse than you was the cop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Abby, first time you drove by yourself.
I remember it so clearly. So yeah. My best friend Megan was sick from school that day, so I thought on my first day of having my license, I'm gonna bring her a little treat, and I got to say, as someone who didn't do drugs in high school, like this was the closest to getting high I was going to get.
Right.
Like that high of being free and being by yourself. So I remember I drove myself up to the TCBY next to the Publix that I used to frequent, and I got her a smoothie, drove my little butt over to her neighborhood about 10 minutes down the road, parked in her driveway, and I was like, I can't wait to get out. Yeah. She's going to be so excited. She'd be like, where's your mom? Nowhere to be found because I'm by myself. Hop out of the car, give her the smoothie, and then drove back home. It was
nice.
Amazing.
Yes. Now, Mo doesn't have a car, but you have a license, and you have driven by yourself.
Yes, I stopped having a car in my 30s, but for some reason, people think I've never had a car because of that. But yeah, no, I drove for 15 years. My first car, it was an 88 Toyota. I remember it like it was yesterday. I treated her like she was a brand new Ferrari, though. And the first place I ever went was to a party. I remember it clearly. I even remember it was at a time when 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying came out, and that's what everybody was listening to. So the windows had to be down. The music was loud. I was going places for no reason, just to go. And I even remember being so afraid of the highway, similar to your story, Kristen, where I would miss exits on purpose because I didn't want to get over. I was like, I'll get over when I can. But I remember wanting to drive everywhere to the point where now it's funny that I don't like driving at all.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
At some point or another, the last couple of days, Hollis put it together and he's like, wait a second. So if I had the money, I could drive to Arizona? And I'm like, yeah, you could drive to Arizona. And he's like, oh, wow. And I'm like, what's in Arizona? Yeah, he's like, Arizona. Nothing. It just seems like I could drive anywhere.
I could cross state lines?
Yes, you can. So I don't know when I'm going to see him again. So that's the long answer to a short question.
Okay.
The Burt Show.